Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green. My husband here is Brother Clint Green. And we're coming to you right from Springboro, Ohio. Praise God. We always try to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And you know, it happens to be Independence Day for United States, and we thank God for the freedom that we have to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. By Him is the only way that we can make it to heaven is through Him. He says, you try to enter up any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. So we know to go through to the Father, we have to go through Jesus. Praise God, for He is the mediator. Hallelujah. Tonight's subject is ready or not, the Lord is coming. And we must get ready. And that's what our job is right now, is that this broadcast is trying to reach the world for Christ. Praise the Lord. And Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood, that's their broadcast name, is Reaching the World for Christ. And they are on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So it's right here at Blog Talk Radio, and you do /, and you say, and you type in reachingtheworldforchrist.com. Praise God. So we've got several callers here tonight, and we'll get them each to first to announce who they are before we have them obey God, and that'll give everybody a chance to see how many callers here that we have, and praise the Lord. And we've got prayer requests coming in, and I'd like to tell them right now, just a couple of them. Brother Tim Hall says, please continue to pray for me and Sister Frida. Praise the Lord. And Jerry Bowens says, just keep me in prayers. And he said he'll do the same for us, so we appreciate the prayers. Praise God. And at this moment here, if you want to be a part of this broadcast, I want you to call in at 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862. And we just want to thank you and appreciate every one of you that listen in. We have over 50,000 listeners in many countries. Praise God. And I just thank the Lord that He's reaching in the countries that are being persecuted for the Lord's name's sake, and He said that that would happen in these last days, and we have some of those countries listening in, so we just thank God for that. We pray for you, for your safety, and the hedge to be all around you. Praise God. And right now we're going to have our 10-year-old daughter. She's going to come in And we always try to give her a scripture. And here she is. This is Rachel Green.
Luke 17, verse 32 and 33. Remember Lot's wife, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Praise the Lord. So that was Rachel. And sometimes she misses because she might be with a friend from church. So thank God she's here tonight. Hallelujah. So been very busy week for us. We've got four gardens that we work in. Pastor's garden, he has two of them. And my son-in-law, we've worked in his garden and our own garden. Praise the Lord. But how many know that we must work in the garden of the Lord? We're not to pull the wheat and the tare, because we could pull up the little wheat, but we're to let the wheat and the tare grow. That's what the Bible says. But how many know that we've got weeds in our own garden that we can get rid of? So if you've got weights or sin in your life, we encourage you to get rid of those, because it will choke out the fruit in your life. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have 770-584 come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. Glad to have you on here. Just encouraged tonight in the Lord. And can't wait to listen in to all the callers that's called in. And we'll get you in here in a moment, okay?
All right.
606-677. Come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
Yes, Reverend Wayne Van Hook in Somerset.
Praise.
Kentucky.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you on here, Brother Van Hook, and we'll get you in here shortly as well. 770-855, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham. I'm from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister Robin. Amen. Every one of you all calling in encourages us greatly. Praise God. 435-225, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
From.
Praise
Hello?
God. Can you repeat? Go ahead. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, this is Brother Charles from Tooele, Utah.
Praise the Lord, Brother Charles. Glad to have you on here, and we'll get you in here. Where our subject tonight is, and I know you probably didn't get to see that, we apologize, ready or not, the Lord is coming. So if you want to get your scriptures together and obey the Lord, you've got plenty of time. It's a two-hour broadcast, just like Brother Yearwood on Tuesday night. So, just to let all the callers know and all the listeners know, we do use the King James Version Bible only, praise God, not to offend anybody, but that's just how we believe it on here. And Brother John, go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. You know, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me, amen, about out of Matthew chapter 24, starting with verse 32. You know, that chapter is a chapter talking about the end of time, talking about going through and the different things. But God began to deal with me starting with verse 32. He says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender, put forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh." So when you look upon in the natural realm and you look at the fig tree, amen, over there in the Middle East, you knew that the leaves were putting out, amen, and amen, as the branch was yet tender. In other words, the figs were getting ready to come forth and bud. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, that take unto us the little foxes in the Songs of Solomon 2, verse 15, because our vine has tender grapes, amen. And there's, amen, but they want to spoil, you know, the enemy would come in and underline, amen, where the fruit, amen, is coming forth. You know, the Bible speaks of that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, hearing is the Father glorified in John chapter 15, I believe it's verse 8, talks about that we bear much fruit. He is the true vine, the Scriptures teach us, and we are the branches of that true vine, the Father being the husbandman, the Scriptures teach us in John chapter 15. Amen. And herein is he glorified, is that we bear much fruit. We know that the fruit of the Spirit, amen, is in Galatians chapter 5. Amen. It talks about it in verse 22 and 23. These are the fruits of the Spirit that are brought forth. Amen. A good tree brings forth good fruit. But here we know when we look upon the fig tree in the natural realm, amen, that that is yet tender, and it put forth, we know that summer is nigh. So, likewise, ye, when all shall see all these things, know that it's near, even at the door. In other words, it's talking about the coming and returning of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about, amen, when the disciples come to him in the beginning of that chapter, talked about, they're talking about the fine building. They were talking about the temple. Amen. And Jesus Christ began to declare unto them that there would not be one stone upon another. It talked about nation rising against nation. It talked about wars and rumors of wars, amen, and it talked about, amen, these different things. It talked about famine, pestilences, earthquakes in divers places, which means many places. It talked about all these things coming on, and he declared that this was just the beginning of sorrows. This was just the beginning of his return, amen. These were the things that would have to happen and come into being, amen, for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they were looking for. And so he's talking about all these things. Talking about, amen, amen, the great tribulation, talking about the times where he would return, and talking before that time that he would shorten those days of the tribulation for the elect's sake, amen. He said he prayed, amen, that he's talking about the time of the great tribulation, that your flight be not in winter. And he said, woe unto them that give suck of those days, amen, because of the hardship, amen, that those that were with child in those days, amen, but that he would return. He said right after that he would return, that he would come in the clouds. But he's talking about as looking, amen, that time is nigh, it's even at the door. You know, the scripture teaches John chapter 10, amen. John chapter 10 talks about verse 7. It says, then said Jesus unto them, amen, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He was talking about unfaithful ministers at this time. He was talking about those that had come other ways, amen, but that the sheep did not hear them. They did not hear them because they were thieves and robbers. They were coming to take what they could take, amen, from the sheep and from the flock. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He shall find, as Sister Green was talking about, the garden, to working in the garden to have this food. There's a pasture, amen, that we come into. You know, the scriptures teach us in Psalms 23, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. David declared that the Lord was his shepherd. He said, I shall not want, because he had made him to lie down in green pastures, pastures that had life. Tonight, church, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the door to the sheepfold, will bring us to a place of life, amen. That life is coming forth as even as that fig tree. As you look at the fig tree and the figs are tender and the leaves are coming forth, it's nigh for the fruit to come forth. And church, tonight, it's nigh for the coming of the Lord. He's right at the door, just as the scripture says. He is not only right at the door, he is the door. He is the entranceway. Mm-hmm. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. These were ones that were unfaithful. But Christ's mission was, I am come that they might have life. You know, the good thing about the Lord, he come that even the thief tonight can have life. Amen. We know of the time, amen, that he had to go all the way to the end of the cross because there was one thief that accepted him. One thief that received him, one, amen, that hung by the door of heaven, amen, as he hung by the door of heaven, he said, remember me when thou come into thy kingdom, amen, amen. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Here was a thief that come, amen, and received him, and the door is open to him to find pasture. He said, I've come that they might have life and that have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So here we know that the scripture teaches that it's not at the door. You know, the scripture teaches, Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Rome, I believe it's Romans chapter 13, verse 11, he says, awake out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than we believe. Church tonight, no matter how much we believe, no man knows the hour nor the time, going on later on to that chapter in Matthew 24, but we need to know that our salvation tonight is nearer than we believe. Jesus Christ coming, amen, coming back for his church, coming back for his bride, amen, is nearer than we have believed. And the Bible says in Matthew 24, Amen. Verse 34, he said, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." He was talking about all these things that must come to pass for the fulfilling of God's word and prophecy, even to the place of heaven and earth, even though the sun would no longer give its light, the moon, amen, turning these things, turning to blood, amen, the light sources, amen, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only light source that will remain. But in verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." The Bible teaches in Acts chapter 1, I believe it's verse 7, it says, "The times and the seasons are reserved unto the Father." They ask him, when will they come? When will he restore the kingdom back to them? But you need to know tonight that these things, these times and these seasons are reserved for the Father only tonight. Amen. No man knows the hour nor the time. No man can predict, amen, the time of the coming of the Lord, because no man has that knowledge or will ever have that knowledge. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They were going through all these things until the flood came. You have to understand, here was Noah who had built an ark. Why did he build an ark? It had never rained. The Bible says in Genesis that the earth was watered by a mist that came from the earth. They didn't know what rain was. It had never came down from heaven. It always come up from the earth. But for 120 years, a preacher of righteousness by the name of Noah built an ark after the fashion of gopher wood. Amen. Amen. And fashioning, getting ready for the flood, preparing for that day. Amen. And after 120 years of preaching righteousness, after 120 years of pleading for people to get into the ark, church tonight, we've been preaching for thousands and thousands of years to get into the ark of safety. And that ark of the covenant is a type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. To get into the Lord Jesus Christ, to get into that safety, to get into his salvation, the Lord's salvation says, I believe it's in Isaiah 60, verse 18, talks about his walls of salvation and his gates praise. Mm-hmm. Tonight we can enter into that city. We can enter into that holiness. We can enter into that city where Abraham was looking for and never entered in. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God tonight. And the Bible says that they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be up in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. In other words, there's a time. There are all these things coming. The fire, the Amazon fire, and all these things coming. But as the Lord is coming, he's coming as the flood came. Sure as the flood came, in the book of Genesis, the Son of Man is coming. Amen. And you'll not know until he comes. Amen. You'll be taken by the Son of Man. You'll be taken as they were taken by the flood. Amen. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. In other words, the wicked will be separated. There'll be a time of separation where one shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. He said, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come." Your Lord, your ruler. Do you know? You will never know the hour that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming for you. But whether or not, he's coming. Our lives mm-hmm. are to be spent watching for his coming, watching for his return, waiting and watching, amen, coming, looking, amen, for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "But nevertheless, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken into." You know what we do? We watch for the thief, don't we? We watch for the robber. But why don't we watch for the Lord? We watch out for those yeah. that will take away. But why aren't we watching for the one who's coming to take us away? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Leaving the things behind. We'll watch and we'll wait. We'll turn off. We'll toss and turn. And we'll wring our hands. Amen. And we'll put all kinds of security systems to not lose, amen, what belongs to us. But how about what belongs to him tonight? Oh, we used to play a game as children. It's called hide and seek, amen, here in America. And amen, we count to a certain number, and they say, "Ready or not, here we come." Church tonight, this is not a game. But the Lord, there's a countdown, and only the Father knows that countdown. And when he gets to that countdown, no man, no angel, no one, amen, will know. But when God himself, the Father, amen. The Bible says there's one God, the Father, and one Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Verse 44, "Therefore, be also ready. For it is such an hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh." The Son of Man's coming to your house. He's coming to your house. There are those, amen, that did not know, did not watch, and the thief come in and broke up their house.
church tonight. You are the house of God. The Bible says, know ye not, are ye a temple of God, whose temple ye are. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with his blood. He's purchased you because he loves you. Tonight, amen, ready or not, he's coming. Whether you're ready for him to come, he will come. Tonight, why don't you be ready? Tonight, why don't you make preparations? This is the time. This is preparation day. You know, they had to take the Lord Jesus Christ down off the cross because it was the highest heaven that next day. It was the day of preparation. And church, this is your day and hour of preparation. The Bible says the day and hour, no man knows. But this is your day of preparation. This is your hour of preparation. This is preparing for your next moment in life. Everything that you do from this moment on is preparing. It is to be preparing for the Lord's return. Everything you do in word or deed is to be done to the Lord. Everything that you, every breath you breathe, everything that you do is to be done under the glory of God. And the Bible says in verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made him ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? You know, he was waiting. He wanted to know, which one of you is faithful? Which one? Because the Bible says if you're not be faithful over a few things, you'll not be faithful over the little things. You'll not be faithful over the many things. But God said, if you'll be faithful over the few things or the little things, I'll make you ruler over many things. Tonight, he wants to make you ruler. He wants to give, restore yeah. that dominion and authority that you had in the beginning before man fell. The only way the restoration can be, he's the restorer of the breach. Ready or not, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not only wanting to come, but tonight, make your heart ready. Make the preparation of your heart. You know why? Because he wants to come in and sup with you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. God is ready. He's knocking on your heart's door. He is the door, but he's knocking on your heart's door tonight. Ready or not, he's ready to come in if you'll let him. He's ready to come in and abide with you. He's ready to come in and live inside of you tonight if you'll allow him. If you'll make that choice, amen. Those of you that don't know him, if you'll say this sinner prayer, if you'll say and follow, amen, and turn to him, amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. God wants to heal their land. God wants to enter into your life. He wants to come in and possess you, amen, not in a way, but to come in and take over your life. He wants to be the Lord of your life. Amen. And the Bible says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Are you looking for him tonight? Don't be looking for him, Bruce Scott. Are you looking for him to come in and live on the inside of you tonight? Oh, you can do it. It's that easy. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite the fellow servant and to eat and drink with the drunken. What has happened? Because some of you have said, my Lord delays his coming. Church, that's a wicked servant. The Lord would not delay his coming for anyone. There's an appointed time, an appointed hour. No man can change it. No man can add to. No man can take it away. But in that hour, it's our getting ready time now. It's our getting ready time saying, Lord, you can come at any time, and I want to be ready. I don't want to be found drunken. I don't want to be found beating the servants. I want to be found there. I want to be found ready, having my loins girt. Amen. I want to be found ready, like the wise virgin. I want to be found ready for you to come in and enter. I want to be found ready that I can go in with you. Don't delay. Amen. Don't come. And don't let that door shut on you tonight. Don't let that door shut, because once that door is shut, once that door of opportunity, once the door of life is shut, it will never be open. You cannot knock it open. You can't play for it open. You cannot enter in. This is the door is open now to you to receive salvation. The door is open now to you to receive the Holy Ghost. The door is open now to you to receive. Those of you that need healing right now, you can receive your healing. Those of you that need salvation, you receive salvation. Those of you that need deliverance, you can receive deliverance. This door is open. The door of heaven is open. Amen. Amen. And whatever you have need of tonight, this door is open to you right now. Be ready to receive and be made whole tonight. And the Bible says, and the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Church,
tonight, brothers and sisters, whoever you are, you don't have to be in that portion of the hypocrite. You don't have to be cut asunder and from the presence of God. Tonight, you can come and enter into the throne room. All you have to do is ask. He'll give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. If ye being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give you the Holy Ghost tonight? All you have to do is ask it. It's that simple. It's the simplicity in Christ. And then, those of you who do not know him, I'm going to get in a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church with the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get in that fellowship, amen, with other believers, amen. Amen, building each other up on the Holy Faith. Encourage one another, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ready or not, church, the Lord is coming. Are you ready for him tonight? This is your day, this is your hour, and this is your opportunity to receive his word, because ready or not, here he comes. Go ahead, brother and sister Green.
Praise God. Brother John, go ahead and tell everyone where your church is at in that area there so they could, they're listening, they can come out and be with you guys.
All right, appreciate that. We're at 114 East Main Street in Johnston, Georgia. We're about 65 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, on Main Street in downtown Thomaston. Our church services are, we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, regular church service at 11, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and now we are meeting at, 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings because they've been having me work over a lot, so we've changed our service hours to Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So if you're in the area, come be with us. Amen. We're glad to have you, and we just praise the Lord and appreciate everything he's doing. And just in our prayer, just remember the persecution that's around the church of believers. Continue to remember my wife and us, and that we'll just grow in the Lord, and just continue to pray for our all our broadcasts collectively together, all our ministries together, that this is just a great harvest, and we'll just have that great harvest, this end time harvest. So appreciate that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you're down in that area, Brother John just told you about, just go and be with him. If you're looking for a great church, just go and be with him in fellowship. Praise the Lord. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen. If you have a prayer request, heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, heisrisen38@aol.com. We're going to come to you with this here song, and then we want Brother Van Hook and Brother Shannon to take off with it again and just preach the word. Praise the Lord, like Brother John and the rest of them do. Praise God.
Coming, they live like there's no end, but it don't matter what the world says, ready or not, he's coming again. Will the bridegroom find you waiting? Will your light be shining for him? When that call comes, go out to meet him. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamp be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, he's coming again. Two in the bed, and one will be taken. Two in the field, and one will ascend. The sun will be dark, stars will be falling. Ready or not, he's coming again. They're gonna run to the rocks and the mountains and cry for the rock to fall on them, but they can't hide from his great judgment. Oh, ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamp be
God. Hallelujah. The prophets of old would love to have been in our time right now. We are living in the best time ever known to man. Praise God, mankind. Brother Van Hook, go right ahead, brother, and obey God.
Praise God. God's good tonight, ain't he?
Yes,
I hope
is.
The sounds of Independence Day outside ain't too loud tonight while I'm obeying the Lord, but thank God we do have freedom to serve the Lord. And somebody say amen on that. Ready
amen.
Or not, the Lord is coming.
Amen.
We must check our lives every day as Christians to make sure that our hearts are right with God. Because there is going to be a day when the Father speaks to his Son and says, Son, go back and get my children. And he's going to take us home with him, and we're forever going to be with the Lord. And we're going to be shouting, and we're going to be praising, and we're going to be glorifying the Lord, the one that's worthy of all praise, the one that's worthy, praise God, of all honor, the one that's worthy of all thanksgiving tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ready or not, he's coming. Just like the brother said earlier, there is an appointed day, and the Father won't change his mind. But the main thing is, we got to make sure that we're saved and we're right with the Lord and our sins are under the blood. The Bible says that when we get saved, hallelujah, that our sins are forgiven, that past. That means everything in the past is forgiven. But if we sin after that, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. And that advocate and that mediator is Jesus Christ, the Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Who is the only way to God? Who is the only way to the Father? Who is the only way to be saved? And we must be ready, because whether we're ready or not, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen, the one, praise God, that came in the flesh, praise God, hallelujah, and he came down to the earth, the one that was born of the Virgin Mary, the one that God had brought into the world, the one that preached the pure, undefiled gospel, the one that died on the cross, the one that rose from the dead, praise God, hallelujah, the third day, the one who ascended at the right hand of the Father. But I want to tell you that he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from the devil. Because of that reason tonight, brothers and sisters, we can be ready. Whether we're ready or not, the Lord comes. Sin will not go into the kingdom of God. The Bible says that nothing that defileth or worketh abomination shall enter in. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the type of people that's going in, those that are sanctified, praise God,
amen.
And those that are pure, those who are justified, those whose sins are forgiven, in other words, up to the moment. That's what heaven is going to be all about, praise be to the name of the Lord God of hosts.
Amen.
You know, there's a hearing. The hearing has to come first. Then there's an understanding. We got to understand enough to know that Jesus is the Son of God, in order that we can accept Jesus and ask him to come into our heart. We got to believe that he is the Son of God, and we got to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Then there's a receiving, and then there's a keeping. We got to hear, and we got to understand enough who he is, and then we got to receive, and then we got to keep him in our heart through faith. Can somebody praise God on that tonight? You know,
yeah.
Jesus needs to be lifted up tonight, church. He needs to be blessed. But I also want to say to all the friends out there and all the people out there in the world that God loves you so much that he's made a way that you can be ready, praise God. I don't care where you're at in the world, praise God, he loves everybody the same. Red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. The Bible says if we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, said we shall be saved. And on down, that's in Romans 10:9 and verse 13 of that, says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Amen. If you're a sinner tonight, you can ask Jesus to come into your life. If you're a backslider, you can ask him to come back into your heart. You can pray a prayer like this. Maybe there's people out there that don't even know how to pray, but you can make it your prayer. And then after you say this and say your own prayer, personal prayer, you say something like this. Jesus, can you say it right now? If you really mean it and want to be saved, say, Jesus,
Save me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you right now, Lord, by faith. If you really mean that, as quick as you believe in your heart, and quick as you really mean it, that's when it happens. But now, go ahead and say your own prayer. Now you know how to pray and ask Jesus to save you and to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. The Bible tells us that there will be a time come that, praise be to the name of the Lord, that there'll be that we won't know when the Son of Man cometh, but he said for us to be ready. And that, guys, there's going to be a time when we're ready or when we're not ready. Jesus is coming back. I want to preach the truth, brothers and sisters. The Bible says more than just grace. It says grace through faith. Grace through faith are you saved. Amen. Does not it say grace through faith are you saved? Amen. It's grace through faith that you receive Jesus. Also, after you receive him, we got to continue to walk in the faith, and we got to endure to the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we don't want to be lukewarm. We don't want to be left out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to be part of that crowd that goes and bees with the Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you, sister, and I guess you'll turn it over to Brother Shannon if you want to at this time.
We're going to have, there's another caller, Brother Shannon, that we're going to have introduce themselves, and then we'll have you obey the Lord. 423-912, come and tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen.
How
praise
you
God,
Sister
brother.
King?
Good to have you, Brother Eddie. Hallelujah. Okay, Brother Shannon, go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to be in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Verse 36 is a promise and a command. Jesus said this. Notice the very first two words that he said. Watch ye, therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, there is the Bible teaches certain purposes for the rapture. In John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, for Christ to receive the saints of all past ages to himself. And in other verses, the Bible talks about to take all raptured saints to heaven. These are some of the purposes for his coming. Now, there's a difference in the rapture of the church and the second advent. Now, they're 7 years apart. But here, I'm talking about the rapture of the church. Another purpose for the rapture of the church, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, is to meet the saints in the air. And another purpose is to settle the saints in their mansion. Well, I'm looking forward to receiving my mansion. How about you? And to bring great joy to soul winners, those that has won people to Christ. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ after the rapture of the church. Now notice this. At the rapture of the church, only Christians will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
No Christian will stand at the great white throne judgment. And only sinners will be at the great white throne judgment.
Amen.
And here is one purpose for the rapture of the church, is to bring great joy to soul winners. Another one is to present the saint to God in heaven. We will see God. Another one is to make the saints whole in body, soul, and spirit. We will get a glorified body. Well, these sound like good reasons to go to heaven, doesn't it? And another one is to judge the saint at the judgment seat of Christ. In other words, we will be judged on many things. We will be judged on doctrine. We will be judged by every idle word, and many other things we'll be judged by. And we will even lose rewards if not done with the right motive. Another purpose for the rapture is to confirm saints blameless. Another one is to assign position as kings and priests to rule all creation. Another one is to resurrect all saints of the New Testament and Old Testament time. Another one is to change saints from mortality to immortality. Another one is to reward saints with different glory. In other words, there'll be some that will get a martyr's crown, those that gave their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, those that was in prison for the gospel, those that suffered for his namesake. Another one is to give saints victory over death, hell, and the grave. Another one is to give saints everlasting life. Another one is to show saints God's eternal riches and grace, to give saints their inherited kingdom, to present the church to himself in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, to complete the work started in saints, to change the vile bodies of saints, to appear with saints in glory, and to permit the coming of the man of sin, to give saints a crown of righteousness. When we get to heaven, we're going to wear a crown of righteousness. Another purpose is to give saints the reality of the blessed hope. The rapture of the church is called the blessed hope. The rapture of the church could take place at any second. Nothing else has to take place in order the rapture to take place. There's only one qualification to go in the rapture of the church, and that is to be born again and washed Amen. In the blood of Jesus, and Jesus Christ, your Lord and your personal Savior. Another purpose here is to take saints to the New Jerusalem to live. Another one is to receive the fruit of the early and latter rain, to give saints final salvation and grace. Another purpose for the rapture is to give saints a reckoning day, to reveal the glory of God and Christ the saint, and to give saints an abundant entrance into the kingdom. Another purpose is to give saints confidence, and so they can be unashamed, and to make saints like Christ. Well, that's our goal, is to be like Jesus. We are to imitate Jesus. We are to be Christ-like. Another purpose for the rapture of the church is to reveal Christ to saints as he actually is, and to fulfill with saints all the promises to believers. At the rapture of the church will be when all dreams will be fulfilled, to take saints out of the earth for the duration of the tribulation. God has not appointed us to wrath. Amen. And to end the church age and make it possible for God to deal more exclusively with Israel, to fulfill with them the latter day prophecy. Another one is to free saints from the coming wrath of God. We've not been appointed to wrath, beloved. You could read this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And another purpose is to take the hinderer of lawlessness out of the world. Another one is to give church saints at least 7 years to live in heaven, to become acquainted with the future life, and prepare for earth rulership. Another purpose is to have the saints in heaven to partake of the marriage supper and to accompany Christ back to earth to fight at Armageddon. If there would be no rapture until the second advent, then all of these purposes would be canceled. Beloved, at the rapture of the church, we are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are going to get our crown of righteousness. We are going to see our mansion. We're going to be in heaven for 7 years. But at the end of that 7 years, we're going to follow Jesus on a white horse back down to fight in the battle of Armageddon. And, beloved, there will be a glorious time. And, beloved, if you don't know Jesus, you're not going up in the rapture of the church. You will be left behind. But there is hope for people that miss the rapture. There'll even be people that is saved during the tribulation period. But, beloved, you don't want to put it off. Now is the accepted time. And today is the day of salvation. And if you don't know Jesus, let me lead you in this simple prayer to receive Jesus. I want you to say this. Say, "Dear God, I come to you as a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I ask Jesus into my heart. Jesus, wash away all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. I believe that Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood, And on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. And with my heart, I believe unto righteousness. And with my mouth, I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And if you pray that prayer, or a prayer similar to that, beloved, Jesus will come in, and he will forgive your sins and wash away your sins with his precious blood and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when that trumpet sounds, you can go up in the rapture of the church with all the saints of all the ages. Well, I'm done, and I'm going to turn it back over to my sister.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was a word. Hey, Brother Shannon, Brother Van Hook, Brother John's telling you the truth. If you don't know Jesus, you need to find a place to pray and ask him to come into your life. And, you know, the devils, they believed and trembled. So it's more than just believing. It's like Brother Van Hook and Brother Shannon just prayed with you to repent of your sins, to say, tell the Lord that you're sorry. To repent means to turn around and go the other way and not to do it again. And Brother Van Hook has said many a times, and it's scriptural, that if you fail, you have an advocate with the Father. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have Sister Robin come in and obey the Lord, and we're going to get Brother Charles. We appreciate you all waiting in turn like that. And I know it's a two-hour broadcast, and we just appreciate you all, Brother Eddie Bolton. And Sister Robin, go ahead and obey God, sis.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
Amen.
I think everybody else had everything that I had, but that's okay. I'm going to go to Revelation 22 and verse 11. It says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You know, it doesn't matter what shape that you're in, when the Lord comes back, you better be ready to meet him. And need to be thinking about these things, because it's not going to be like you could snap your fingers and say, the Lord's come, I'm ready to go, and then tell him that you're sorry, because he's going to say, I'm sorry, I never knew you. But on verse 12 it said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. And that's what the Lord gave me. I had a whole lot more, but everybody's already covered it. I just want to praise God right now that I know that I have a mansion to go to when I leave this world. And I just want to praise God that as long as I'm able to walk on my feet, God has given me the right to serve him. And I will serve him with everything that is inside of me to give back what he has given me to the world. You know, it's our world to reach out to the lost people in this world that don't know Jesus today. As one of the brothers brought out today about saying the sinner's prayer, they don't realize that there are so many people out there that are lost and they do not know the Lord. And this broadcast may be the only way that they know about God. It's the only way they hear about God. And I just want to thank y'all for the broadcast tonight, and I want to thank God for his glory and that his will be done in this broadcast. And with every word that we speak to anybody else, that his will be done. Amen.
Praise God. Amen, says We're going to come to you with this here song, and then we're going to have Brother Charles to come in and obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing for sure, he is coming. I don't know when, the day, nor the hour, but one thing for sure, he is coming back for his church, making herself ready without spot or blemish. And Brother Charles, go right ahead, brother, and obey the Lord. Glad to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity to share. And I, like the sister before me said, a lot of the topic has been really covered by the other brothers, and so I just can concur with everything that they said. And I did want to, something that I had, a scripture that I've read countless times, but lately I focused in and I said, this is strong, this will help. And it goes along with if you save, you've been born again and cleansed, but sometimes you slip, people slip, and that's why in 1 John, I got to find it, if we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us our sins. And that's strong right there, confess. You don't want to let time go by and draw into that. You want to get right back. It's just as soon as you can. But I missed that second part. He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Immediately when you've made that acknowledgement, Lord, I'm sorry, I sin. I confess this sin. I renounce it.
Yes.
And then you receive his forgiveness, but also cleansing from all unrighteousness. And I've just been meditating quite a bit on that and saying, well, I've been cleansed from all unrighteousness. Why would I want to go pick that back, unrighteousness back up? I wouldn't. I mean, things can happen, but you go right back to it. And so I just found that pretty edifying. And I had some verses that go along that are where it's with the goodness of God. And in Psalms 25:8, God, good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Psalms 33:5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Naaman 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Matthew 19:17, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Romans 2:4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And I'm new to the program, but I'm going to be back, and I'll research more in the concordance on topics, and of course be obedient to the Lord. Like I said, it was covered a lot of what I'd thought about in that and prayed about. It was covered real well, and I just wanted to share with that verse from 1 John, and that the Lord has also spoken to me a lot about in the churches to have a balance, to be balanced in teachings. We have to teach against sin. We have to teach repentance naturally in that. But there's time for some people get mad at some preachers that teach about prosperity, but that's it's scriptural. It just doesn't. If that's the only message out there, then they're missing what God wants them to be preaching. Is all. So there's balance in that we need to keep in mind. And anyway, I sure appreciate y'all. I love you, and thank you for having me.
Praise God. Brother Charles, you want to tell where your church is and where, in case anybody's out there that want to go to a church, or maybe they're looking for one to go to?
Well, I'm currently not in a particular church. I work weekends where I can't get to meetings and that, and some of the churches that I've visited are quite a ways away that I fill in and to, and so I'm kind of in the process of getting the Lord to wherever the Lord will send me. I'll go, because I know that's important to have a home church. I understand that teaching and that, but at this moment I'm not particularly into a particular church, but there are some good Bible believing churches out here through in the community of Utah that a lot of them are, I don't know all the pastors of them, but they're called New Life, or Miracle Rock is a good one in Salt Lake City, on North Temple, I believe, 2900 South. Miracle Rock's very, very spirit-filled, and a good one there. If someone's looking in that direction, lives in that area.
Praise the Lord. We've been there ourselves just a few months back, and the Lord, thank God, he led us right to where he wanted us to be. So we know how that feels to be searching. So we'll pray that God will send you right to that place, and we sure enjoy you, and you're welcome anytime. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Every Friday night at
10 o'clock, we're right here. Brother Eddie, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord.
Praise. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight, and I've enjoyed all that I've heard. I got on just a little bit late, but I've enjoyed it. And I want to read a little bit of scripture starting in the 13th verse of the 4th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. And it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And, brother, I want you to know, we've been with Jesus tonight. If we've been saved, and if we've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ,
And, brother, I want you to know the Bible said that in my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And it also says in my name shall they cast out devils. And brother, whenever that we go forward, that Jesus will be with us. And brother, he will answer our prayers. And brother, there might be times, and I know this might be just a little bit different than what brothers have brought, but it's just what the Lord gave me today to bring out tonight. But brother, it's the Lord tonight that does the things that are done. Brother, when he said that, brother, we prayed, he said to ask and you would receive. Brother, and he meant that. Brother, when we get in a place that we've got a need, we can take it to the Lord today. Brother, and when we take it to the Lord, he has promised us that he would answer us. He has given us that assurance, brother, that to answer us, to meet our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Brother, it's because of what Jesus did that God moves and does these things for his people. Brother, by faith in Jesus Christ, through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and we believe that and call on his name. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. It says in the 12th verse of chapter 5, and by the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and the rest, that old man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. Brother, if you go back just a little bit, you'll find out where that Ananias went out. Let me go back just a little bit before that. In chapter 4, brother, they were in need. They were saints in Jerusalem that were in need. And people that had houses, they sold them. People that had lands, they sold them. And whenever they got the money, they would bring the money and give it to the apostles so they could distribute it out to the people in need. And you come Ananias and Sapphira, and they had a house, and they sold it. And brother, when they sold that house, brother, they seen that money, and brother, they began to devise in their heart how they could keep part of that money and only turn part of it in. Oh, but let me tell you today, when they went down and seen Peter, Ananias went down first. Brother, he said, but Peter said, let me stop here and back up a minute. But a certain man, Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the tithe. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled man heart to lie of the Holy Ghost and to keep back the part of the price of the land? You see, when Ananias, as long as he had the money, it belonged to him. But when he took part of it and laid it down and said that was what they got from the land, but he went on here and said, was it remained? Was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou art not lying unto man, but unto God. And Ananias, your least words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And make your account on all them that heard these things. And what I'm going to with is, brother, it said, by the hands of the apostle, were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Brother, when we begin to stand up, and God gives us a word to speak, and we speak that word, brother, it'll go to work, because when it comes from God, brother, it's got life in it. Or in this case here, where Peter spoke to Ananias, brother, it brought death. Ananias, Sapphira done the same thing, and Peter said, why did you conceive to conspire together? And brother, the same ones that carried your husband out is waiting to carry you out. And brother, the Bible says, sinned. She fell down and gave up the ghost. And they came in and took her out. And then a great fire came on the church. Oh, and the Canaan. Brother, it reminds me of the seed and the sower there. Brother, he said that the sower went out and sowed the seed. Brother, he said some seed fell to the wayside. It said some seed fell among the rocky places, and some seed fell among the thorns and the briars. But he said some seed fell among good ground. And brother, he said that one that fell by the wayside, he said that was people that heard the word, and because they didn't understand it, the devil come and took it out of their hearts, unless they understood it and would be saved. Brother, he said them that was sown among the stony places, brother, he said that was people that along with joy received the word of God, and brother, when they received it, it said the word come up, but when the sun was up, when a time of temptation come, they fell away because they had no depth of roots, but he said that seed that was sown in the good ground, he said some of them brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Brother, I begin to think about that one day. I begin to think when you prepare fields to sow the seed in it, brother, you've got a lot more seed out here than you've got stony places, than you got the wayside. And if you prepare that field, honey, when the briars and the thorns begin to come up, the Bible said they choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. But you take a good farmer today, he'll treat that field, brother, and whenever the thorns and the briars begin to come up, he'll begin to cut those thorns and briars down so that it won't hinder, and brother, the seed from coming up and bringing forth fruit. Oh, I'm telling you today, thank God for the witness of the word of God, brother, that it said that these men had been with Jesus. And brother, I'll tell you today, we can go forth and plant seed today, brother, just like this broadcast. There's no doubt in my mind, brother, there's people tonight on this broadcast that's listening to it. They're receiving the word of God tonight. God has prepared the field and the heart, and they're receiving the word of God tonight. Oh, but let me tell you, if you're out there and you're not receiving it, if you don't understand it, ask God to give you understanding of the preaching of the word of God, and God will give you understanding. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, listen to me today. We want that word to come up, and we want it to bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold, and we want to see God move in your life tonight. Brother, that you be blessed in all that you go to do. But brother, tonight, if your heart's not where it needs to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you, as it's been said more than once tonight, get your heart right with God by asking God to save you tonight. Repent of your sin, brother, and he'll come in. The Bible said in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians to examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Although I'm telling you today, hey, let me read on a little bit. And the rest, there no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord. I've accused both of men and women. A lot of people today, they'll tell you that we don't need the healing. They'll tell you we don't need the miracles. But brother, listen. Brother, these miracles, when God shows forth himself and manifests himself in healing and in miracles and in deliverances tonight, brother, it causes people to see the goodness of God and people. people will come to that because there's a hunger, a place that God has preserved for himself in the heart of people. Jesus said, he told the woman at the well in the book of John, he said, if you'd ask of me, I would have given you water that you'd have never tasted again. Oh, listen to me today. Honey, that's what is preserved. That's for the water of the Spirit of God to come in. Brother, and fill up in that. And brother, I want you to know today, he'll pour you full, brother, of the Spirit of God. And he'll cause you to go out. He said in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew, he said, but go ye therefore into all the world. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and let me teach them to observe all things, what things soever I have commanded you. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God wants to use you, brother, to reach out to others. God didn't stop at calling just a few here. God has never quit calling people into the ministry, whether to teach, whether to preach, or to do the work of God. God is calling tonight, and God wants to use people to turn to the sound of the voices of this broadcast tonight. And if you'll answer that call, God will begin to teach you, and he'll begin to give you understanding. He'll begin to open your eyes, and you'll begin to see, and the Spirit of God will begin to minister to you that you can go forth and to do the work of God. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, they were fear on the people that saw what God done, and brother, they was the people, they was afraid to get too close. But listen to me, brother, they got up in the Bible said the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of both of men and women, and so much that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on beds of couches, that at the least the cattle with Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem. Oh, listen to me today. My brother Peter was greatly anointed of God. Peter's the only one that got out of the boat and walked on the water. Peter got to talking a little fast sometime, but Jesus told him, he said, when thou art converted, to strengthen the brethren. And Peter's the one on the day of Pentecost that got up and preached and told them that these are not drunk as you suppose. Listen to me, the Bible said, I believe there was about 3,000 souls added to the church. Brother Peter's the one. Brother that went out there, and brother began to lead, and God began to use him. Brother, and they used him so much so that they brought the sick and laid them in beds, that his shadow might just touch them. There was so much virtue that went out of Jesus, out of Peter, and Jesus just come to mind. Brother, Jesus said, the things that I do, you shall do also, and greater than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Brother, I want you to know, that anointing is real tonight. That anointing will heal people. That anointing will cause people to be drawn to the Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, we may never see, brother, somebody healed by a shadow touching them, but we can lay hands on them. We can pray for them and see God move in their behalf. But I used to wonder, why would God do that? Brother, Father, because God is in them. And when you lay hands on them, when you call out to the Lord, God answers that because you're a child of God tonight. He said, which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they healed. They were healed, everyone. But I want you to know tonight, Brother, it went on. And the Pharisees, Brother, they got together, and they beat these apostles. Brother, they whipped them, and they told them not to be a teaching in the name of Jesus. They locked them up in jail. And when they was in jail, Brother, there was an angel of God come and let them out and told them to go down and teach the people all the words of this life. And Brother, I want you to know tonight that they got out. They didn't go hide somewhere, but they went down and they began to teach the people, Brother, the word of things that God had taught them. They began to minister to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother, the same thing that we're preaching about tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let me tell you today, if you'll be, the Bible says in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, if you'll be willing and obedient, you shall eat the fat of the land. And Brother, I want you to know today, Brother, that healing today, Brother, that salvation today, Brother, that revealed, who call on the name of the Lord, Jesus bore the 39 stripes for the healing of their bodies. Brother, I want you to know today, he was whipped, he was beat beyond recognition, he was put on that cross, he stretched his arms out, and they nailed his hands one to one side, and the other hand to the other side of that crossbar, and then they nailed his feet, Brother, to the bottom of it, and then, Brother, before that, they placed that crown of thorns on his head, and Brother, he bore that, Brother, to bring salvation into the world, and when he got through, when he was about to die, he said, Father, it is finished, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And Brother, I'll tell you today, he finished the plan of salvation, but he goes on a little further, and Paul said it like this. He said, if he had not risen from the dead, he said our faith would be in vain, but he rose victorious over the death, hell, and the grave. And Brother, we don't preach a vain faith today. We don't preach a faith that's dead, but we preach a living faith today. I believe Peter said it like this. You're lively stones in the building. Brother, we make a living house today. Jesus Christ being the head cornerstone himself. And Brother, I want you to know today that if you want to be used of God, begin to get on your face before God and begin to give yourself to God and begin to seek after God. The Bible said in the book of Matthew, to seek and you shall find. It said to knock and you shall, it shall be opened unto you. For to him that seeketh, he findeth, and to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. It did say to ask and you would receive. For to him that asketh, he receiveth. And I want you to know tonight, folks, that God is looking for somebody that he can use, Brother, that he can take, that he can be like that clay that Jeremiah said, that he can mold that person, Brother, and he can shape that person into the person he wants them to be. It's like over in the book of 2 Timothy, he said, in every great house, there's not only vessels unto honor, but they vessels unto dishonor. And let me tell you today, some of gold and silver, Brother, and some, I believe, of clay. I can't remember the other one. He said, if a man will purge himself, he said, he'll be a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use, unto whom it is prepared. Only God wants to use us today, and God will use us today if we'll only give ourselves to him. him and dedicate ourselves to him. You see, sometimes we get to thinking that one time is all that we need to dedicate ourselves to God. But brother, there might come a time that we might have to dedicate ourselves to God and then a little later rededicate again and then rededicate again. But brother, I want you to know every time you rededicate yourself to God, you just are drawn a little closer. Brother, I want you to know a lot of people, they might not think much of somebody that goes to an altar in a church and pray. But let me tell you something tonight. When that person goes to that altar and prays, they're seeking after God. God is speaking to their heart. Brother, he wants to bless them. He wants to come into their life. And I want you to know tonight that God will bless that one who will give himself wholly to the Lord. When Jesus called Peter and James, they were fishing, and Jesus looked at them and told them, said, come and follow me, and I'll make you to become pictures of men. Oh, listen, brother, I know today we like to hear, brother, the goodness of God, but let me tell you something, brother, you might be persecuted, brother, for going out, brother, living for Jesus, but that's all right, brother, because there'll be nothing happen to you until God gets ready for you to leave and come on home. Brother, God will take you to him and he will hold you up. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, when your mother and your father let you down, it said then the Lord shall take you up. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God is waiting for his people to turn from themselves and turn to him, and he's waiting for the world today to turn from the world and turn to him that he might show himself strong in their behalf. Thank God tonight for being with us tonight. Thank God tonight for watching over us and keeping us and helping us and providing us with our need tonight. Thank God. It's like Paul said. He said, God counted me worthy, calling me into the ministry. Brother, and I feel the same way. It ain't anything good. It's what the Lord thought of me. Brother, calling me into the ministry. And brother, I try my best to do what God has called me to do. And I want to encourage you tonight to do the same thing. Brother, Jesus will come to you in the midnight hour. Brother, he'll come to you and he'll minister to you when it seems like you've not got a friend in the world. Jesus said, I'll be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And brother, he'll be right there. No matter how bad things get, Jesus will be there. Thank God tonight. I appreciate for you letting me come on this broadcast. And I've been obeying the Lord. I appreciate the Spirit of God tonight. I appreciate all of every word that's been spoke tonight. And brother, the Bible said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God bless you, everyone. It's my prayer. Sister Joanne, I give it back to you. God bless you, sister. You and brother Clint.
Praise God. We appreciate you, brother Eddie. You know what we've heard you say before, that you were in the military at one time, and we want to acknowledge that and thank you to all the military, male, female, for our freedom on this Independence Day in America, that we can serve God. Praise the Lord. And you touched me there, brother Eddie, when you was talking there of those that are being persecuted. And God will protect you until it's your time to go, until it's my time
Amen.
To go. And that there sure did touch me, because under the sound of our voice, I'm sure there's many listening over in those third world countries. So I want to thank all our military soldier men and women, and all those who have served in the past. Thank you so much. I praise God for you.
I believe I can say for every one of them that's listening, thank you for that, and I thank you for that. God bless you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have this here song, and if you want to be part of this here broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Lord, hallelujah. Dust on the Bible. We're at this time here, we're going to get Brother Green to come in, obey God. Hallelujah. It's been a really great broadcast. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to be on the Lord's side, and we're on the winning side tonight. We're free tonight. Thank God that Jesus made us free when he went to Calvary, and he took the stripes in his body. He was whipped at that whipping post, praise God, and he took the nails in his hands and in his feet, and they platted that crown of thorn and put it upon his head, and you know that brought liberty to you and I when he was that supreme sacrifice that was to die for our sins, and he died not only for our sins, but the Bible says that he died for the sins of the whole world. And I appreciate all the ones that have called in tonight. I hope we got everybody on. Praise God. If there's somebody else out there, we don't want to miss you. We want you to get on here and give us your scriptures or whatever. But I'm going to go ahead. You don't see any more call-ins there. Praise God. So I'm going to go ahead tonight, but I thank God that I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and I've been saved by grace through faith. It's not just grace, as one of the brothers said tonight, but it's grace through faith. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. We know that it's not any work that a man could do, a natural man like you and I. But it had to be a work that God did, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he sent him into the world not to condemn the world, because the world was already condemned. It was already lost. It needed a Savior. So he came into this world to save those that were lost. And the Bible said there was none righteous, no, not one, for all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, God made a man in his own image and put him there in that garden, praise God. And Now, I don't know why I'm saying this tonight. This is not my message, but, you know, the Lord is speaking to people tonight. That's like Brother Eddie. He preached that message tonight, and some preached on the coming of the Lord, and the message tonight was about he's coming, back, ready or not, the Lord is coming. And, you know, it's the whole counsel of God is what sometimes it takes something to turn somebody's heart to God. And somebody might have said, just the right verse tonight to call somebody to get down on their knees and call upon the Lord. And we don't always know what people need out there, but God knows them. And I want people to be led by the Spirit of God. You know, we put a title on some of these broadcasts, and we do every week put a title out there. But I tell you, I thank God that you were all prepared tonight, because we couldn't get to the people and tell them what was coming on. But I tell you, you jumped in there and you did a good job. You got broke your Bibles open and you begin to give scripture, and that's what it's all about, you know. Sometimes it might be just something that somebody says, something not big, but something small, and that'll touch someone's heart tonight. But thank God we're free, and free indeed. For the Bible said, whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, Independence Day, you know, I was thinking someday there's going to be an Independence Day. There's going to be a day when all debts are going to be canceled for the Christian, for you and I that are born again. There'll be no more taxes that we'll have to pay. Praise God, there'll be no more light bills. There'll be no grocery bills. And it won't be anything that we're behind on. It won't be anything nobody... I'm calling you up and saying, why didn't I get my payment on such and such a day? But it'll all be canceled. God is going to pay our debt. Praise God. He's going to pay everything, and it's going to be free. Praise God. You talk about being free, it'll be free in that day. And we won't have to worry about getting a doctor or a lawyer. And we won't have to call nobody to come and bring some medicine to our house or anything like that, because the former things will be passed away. And one day we're going to that beautiful heaven. If we've lived right on this earth and we've accepted Christ as a personal Savior, we're going to be in that number that no man can number, of every kindred, tongue, and nation. And the Bible talked about over there in the book of Revelation, you know, it said there was a multitude which no man could number. And I tell you what, I want to be in the Lord's number, don't you? I was thinking, you know, when Jesus died on that cross, and the Bible says there, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 27, that he died. But, you know, he rose again. He told him, he said, the third day, he said, I'll rise again, praise God.
Amen.
And he did just what he said. He went there to that grave, and he was in that barred tomb. But you know what? He didn't stay there. He didn't need it. He just needed it for a little while. He said, 3 days, destroy this temple in 3 days. He said, I'm going to raise it up. And they thought that he was talking about the temple that they had put so much time in a building. I think they said it took them 42 years to build them, that temple. And they said, how can he raise it up in 3 days? But he was talking about his temple. You know, the Bible says we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, and God dwells in us and walks in us, and he talks through us, and he lives in us. Praise God. We're the habitation of God, and where the church is a habitation of God. And if you're born again tonight and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you know, the Bible said that he sends forth his Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And I thought, you know, there was a man at that cross looking on. And he was, I believe the Bible calls him a centurion, and he was a soldier, and he was watching what was going on. And when he see the things come to pass, he said, Truly, this was the Son of God. And I want to read a little bit of that to you tonight in chapter 27, and starting in verse 50, it says here, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. And I want you to notice here in verse 53, it says, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. And when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And it made a believer out of them when they saw these things come to pass. I wonder if it would make a believer out of you if somebody that you know was already put in a grave, come to your house and knocked on your door. Would it make a believer out of you? But I want you to know tonight that Jesus died on that cross, and he was dead and buried, and the third day he rose again. He vacated that body that day. He said, into my hands I commit my spirit, I believe he said, on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they crucified Jesus. But you know what? He died for our sins. He didn't die just to be dying. And he didn't die just to prove that he was strong and all of that. But praise God, he died because we needed a Savior. Praise God. I want you to know tonight that in Matthew 24, I want to turn over there to Matthew. And I know some has already said some things about Matthew. In Matthew 24, but I want to start in the third verse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And I wondered about that because one of the things they asked him was, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? And, you know, they didn't seem to know a whole lot, but Jesus had told them many things. But when he died on that cross, it seemed like all hope was gone. It seemed like they'd never see him again. They thought their life was pretty much destroyed. They had given themselves to the Lord three and a half years earlier and had followed Jesus. And they had been taught by the greatest teacher that ever lived. And then they come here in Matthew 24, and it said here, and then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And then they begin to ask, well, when's this going to happen? As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. They came to him. They wanted to know. Tell us, they said, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? So, you know, he had said something, no doubt, that he was going away, but that he would come back again. Praise God. And they wanted to know, when will be the sign of thy coming? He began to tell them how the world, what kind of a shape the world was going to be in. And we sung that song tonight. We had it sung there, Matthew 24. And I'll tell you what, if you line up the Bible with the way things are happening today, and I'm pretty sure you can see that Matthew 24 is taking place. I'm pretty sure you can see that all these things are coming to pass. And there's many false prophets, which Jesus said there in verse 11, shall rise and shall deceive many. And he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You know, my wife, she was She met a woman one time, and that woman had been raised up in church, and she had served the Lord for many years, and then all of a sudden she quit, and she told my wife, she said, "You're wasting your time." Said, I was believing that for, I think it was something like 40 years. And she said, "He ain't come yet." Well, I'll tell you something, he's coming. 40 years with God is like no time at all, I'll tell you the truth, because the Bible said a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So many shall depart, the Bible says, from the faith, and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and we're living in that day. But he said there in verse 13, "But he that shall endure unto the end." There's some things that we're going to have to endure, church. We're going to have to endure things that's coming against us, people that won't receive us, and they'll try to talk us out of what we're believing. They'll try to tell you Jesus ain't real. They'll try to tell you there's somebody else that they believe in. You know, there's many doctrines in the land today. Jesus said, "Many shall come in my name, saying they're Christ, and shall deceive many." You know, Paul said, "Though I are an angel from heaven, come preaching any other gospel," he said, "let him be accursed." Because this is the only gospel right here that we have that's going to be able to take us in. Jesus said, "I am the door." And you know, the Bible said there in John chapter 1, it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And on down there about the 14th verse, I believe it was, the Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I tell you tonight, if you don't come in by the Word, you won't come in at the door. But if you don't come in at the door, you've got to come in through Jesus, and He is the Word of God. And praise God. And He said, "The words that I speak to you," He said, "are not my words, but the Father's words." And He said, "If you'll do His will, you'll know whether this doctrine is mine or the Father's, or whether I speak of myself." Praise God. But, you know, Jesus didn't speak of Himself. Jesus, everything He done was what the Father wanted Him to do. Praise God. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Praise God. We know if you watch on the news and you read things in the newspaper, you know that there are many false prophets out there today, and they're trying to deceive people. But I'll tell you today that whether you're ready or not, you better get ready. If you're ready, then stay ready, praise God. But if you're not ready, then it's time. It's time to get ready, because Jesus is coming again. He's coming in a moment of twinkling of an eye. The Bible said at the last trump that we're going to be changed, praise God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, which are alive and remain, will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Praise God. You know, I see here in Matthew 27, Jesus took some Old Testament saints into heaven. Praise God. That thief on the cross, he was probably no doubt there with them. Praise God. He died on that cross. Jesus said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." And I'm pretty sure, praise God, that Jesus took him into heaven. Praise God. Amen. Because he was ready to go. Praise God. And he's not going to leave you behind when the trumpet sounds. If your heart's right with God, you don't have to worry about not making it, because you will make it. The Bible tells us over in Ephesians chapter 4, and I kind of connect this here with Matthew 27. It says here in verse 10, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Praise God. he that descended is the same. He's talking about how Jesus came down. And, you know, when he died, he descended into the lower parts of the earth. He went in to that place called hell. He went in there to Abraham's bosom, and he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Up there in verse 8 it says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he brought those people out of Abraham's bosom there in the heart of the earth. He said Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. So he went into the heart of the earth. And you know, you heard the story, praise God, about the rich man Lazarus back in Luke, somewhere around the 15th, 16th chapter of Luke. And the Bible talks about the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And about Lazarus died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the Bible tells us there was a great gulf between them, and they couldn't pass from one to the other. And you'd have to read that to get the story. But and I'll tell you tonight, I believe that the Lord emptied that place out, praise God. He led captivity captive. They couldn't go to heaven because Jesus had never went there and paid the price for them. They were waiting on the sacrifice to be made so that they could enter into that beautiful place called heaven. And I believe it was Apostle Paul somewhere in, I think it was 2 Corinthians, about the 10th chapter, I believe it was. The Apostle Paul said that he knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, I believe he said. And he said, whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know, but was caught up unto God, caught up under the throne, and he called it paradise. He said he was caught up under the third heaven. And I'll tell you what, paradise is no longer in the heart of the earth. Paradise is somewhere in heaven.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul was talking about this by the Holy Ghost leading him. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He went down there where the saints were at, in that holding place, and he brought them out. Verse 10 says, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill, I want you to notice that word fill, that he might fill all things. Well, I know in some Bibles it says over on the side there that he might fulfill all things. Well, he not only fulfilled all things, but when he ascended into heaven, he led captivity captive. He took those saints and he began to populate heaven, my friend. He began to take people into heaven itself. Praise God. And he took those old saints there. He took them into heaven. Praise God. And many of the bodies of the saints, the Bible said, arose. Praise God. And they went into the holy city and appeared unto many. And then I believe he took them to heaven. Praise God. And I want you to know the Bible tells us that God is not going to leave you here if your heart's right with him. If you've got your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, he's not going to forget you. That thief on the cross said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. I'll tell you, today you've got nothing to be afraid of, because Jesus will not leave you here when that trumpet sounds. Praise God. If your heart's right with him, you're going to that beautiful place called heaven. If you've called on him for salvation, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, like the one brother said tonight, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'll tell you what, we can't enter heaven if we've got sin in our life. If we've got sin in our life, we're going to be cut off. We're not going to make it. I thought about what Brother Eddie was preaching about. I believe it was Ananias and Sapphira, how they went and tried to lie to the Holy Ghost. You can't lie to God. If you've got sin in your life, you just might as well find you a place to pray. You might as well find you an altar somewhere. You might as well get it right with God. You might as well call on him till he answers, because he will answer. When you come to him in repentance, I tell you tonight, he'll answer. He will not turn you away. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was wounded for our transgressions, like Brother Eddie was saying tonight. You know, we need healing in our bodies sometimes, but we need healing in our minds, and we need healing in our spirit. And Jesus died on that cross and paid that price that we could have that healing, that there would be nothing separating us between us and him, but that we would have a free way into heaven, that we could go there and not be hindered and not be stopped. I don't want to go get up there close to the throne of God and have trouble at the gate. I don't want to have that. I remember my aunt telling me one time, since she died on the operating table, she was 19 years old, and she had cancer, and she died on the operating table, and she went to heaven. Her spirit left her body, and she stood before the gate of heaven, and angels came out. Two angels, I believe it was, came out, and she said, "My aunt, such and such, is in heaven. I know she made it, and I want to talk to her, and I want to go in and talk to her." And they said, "Dorothy, you can't come in because you're not ready. You can't talk to her." And she said, "Yeah, I want to talk to her." The one angel went in and brought her aunt out to talk to my aunt, Dorothy. And she told Dorothy, she said, "Honey, you can't come in. You're not ready. You've got to go back and get ready." And you know what? I don't know if she's ready today, but she's in her 70s, and that was many years ago. I might be talking to somebody right now. They might be hearing my voice, and maybe they're not ready. Maybe they have had opportunities to get ready, but they just haven't. They haven't got ready to make that trip into heaven. One of these days, we're going to cross over Jordan. You know, they talk about crossing over Jordan. That's what that means is that you're leaving this world one of these days, and you've got to be able to make that crossing, and you'll need the Lord to make that crossing into heaven. You don't want to end up in that place where the rich man ended up when the beggar laid at the rich man's gate and begged the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, and the rich man would not give that poor man anything. But one day that rich man died, and in Bible said, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He had it made on this side, but he didn't have it made on the other. And you may be in that condition tonight. Maybe you've got it made on this side. Maybe you don't want for anything. Maybe you've got everything that money can buy. You never miss a meal, and you've got a fancy house and all this, but what about Jesus? Do you have the Lord as your Savior? Do you have on the wedding garment? Will you make it if the trump of God should sound today? You know, we don't know, we don't know when the Lord's coming, but we know that he's coming, ready or not. The Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Been working out today and fighting allergies, but I tell you what, whether I'm well or whether I'm sick, I'm still going to serve the Lord. I'm still going to tell people about Jesus. I know he's a healer, been healed many times of different things. And I know he's the Savior. The Bible says he's a healer, and the Bible says he's the Savior. And if he healed my body, then I know that he saved my soul. And he's provided all these good things for you and I. But the Bible tells me here, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Praise God. And he says over here in chapter 5, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now I'll tell you what, the Lord's coming, and he's going to suddenly appear, and we better be ready. I want to be ready, don't you? I want to make it, praise God. I've got my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I want to keep it there, like I believe it was, Brother Van Hook said tonight. We not only must get saved, but we must stay saved. And I'm planning on making my calling and election sure. I've taken a firm hold on eternal life, and I don't want to let it go. And if you're out there tonight, get a hold on that old rugged cross. Get your hands on the gospel plow and don't look back. Just like little Rachel read that scripture tonight about Lot's wife, how that she looked back. Jesus said over there in Luke chapter 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. So
amen.
I tell you tonight, she reached back, tried to get a hold of that old life. She wanted to go back into that place that she came out of. And she lost her life. If you want the life that Jesus has, you got to turn loose of this old life. This old kind of living that you've been living. I'm talking to somebody tonight. If you're running the bars and drinking and gambling and carrying on, you're going down that broad road, and you need to get on the straight and the narrow way. Now, I'm going to turn it back over here to Joanna tonight. And I don't know if there's prayer requests come in or what.
Praise the Lord. It's been a wonderful broadcast, and we appreciate every one of you. We've got some more prayer requests, about 9 more. Lily Torres says, yes, sister, please remember all her family. Sister Bonnie Burke says, remember me and hubby, her husband, that our blood work will be better this week and need prayers. Sister Joanna, and God bless. Praise God. Then Sister Alice Jones says, I desire prayers for our children. Sister Judy Jones says, unspoken request. Sister Kelly Rydell says, please keep her, Sean, Hayden, Lane, and Jake as special prayer. Sister Hester Knott says, please. Hello? Sister Hester Knott said, please pray for my brother. She is 83 and in pain tonight. Or her mother, excuse me. Please pray for her mother. She is 83 and in pain tonight. She needs a touch from God. Sister Shannon Abner says, pray for her. Sister Pauline Hamlin says, pray for her. Pray for her mother. Sister Christina Marie, unspoken. Please, sis, I'm waiting on an answer, and I need some guidance. Praise God. So let's go to prayer tonight for these requests. And God knows all the unspoken requests and many souls out there that have been listening, and you need the salvation. You just pray right along with us that God has saved you. And then go tell somebody that the Lord saved you, that Jesus saved you. And that completes your salvation, as Brother Van Hook was talking about earlier tonight. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father,
Lord God,
we come
in the name
to you,
of
Father,
Jesus,
for all
Lord,
these,
thank Lord, you, Lord,
requests
for all
tonight.
You.
We're lifting
bless
them up. We're
dear
asking
Lord
God
Jesus.
To move.
The bless the churches,
Lord,
dear God, represented here
Lord
tonight.
God,
dear
God,
you know,
angels,
Lord into Jesus,
the homes, places, worlds,
brother,
where people
Charles,
are in the hospitals,
dear Lord,
different places.
God.
Homes, Lord, where
Lord,
Lord,
open doors.
Lord,
for the ministry,
Lord, people
in Independence Day, and God bless you all. We'll see you on Tuesday with Brother Yearwood's broadcast.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.